Congressman Chris Smith, who chairs the House subcommittee dealing with human rights issues, says there were success stories such as the elections in Afghanistan and Iraq and the prevailing of the will of the people of Ukraine. But he says countries singled out by the report deserve the criticism they received on the basis of a range of human rights issues.
Striking similarity between the blacklists of all these reports: Burma, China, Eritrea, Iran, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, and Vietnam are all countries that engage in severe violations of religious freedom. Bangladesh, Burma, Cuba, Ecuador, Equatorial Guinea, Guyana, North Korea, Sierra Leone, Sudan, and Venezuela are all Tier 3 countries whose governments have made no significant efforts to satisfy the minimum standards to prevent the trafficking and the enslavement of people.
Recently, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice referred to what she called the six outposts of tyranny, naming Cuba, North Korea, Belarus, Iran, Burma, and Zimbabwe. Congressman Smith says those on the list came as no surprise. One witness, Tom Malinowski of Human Rights Watch, says there has been very little good news in Burma.
Aung San Suu Kyi remains under house arrest, as do, well, more than 1,000 political prisoners, not under house arrest, but in prison, subject to torture. A few releases over the last year, but many more arrests than releases. An ongoing campaign of ethnic cleansing by the Burmese military against ethnic minority people in the outlying areas of the country, which I, you know, we've been watching and observing and denouncing for many years. I really do believe it's time to start investigating properly with the aim of actually holding specific Burmese officials and military officers accountable in hopefully someday an international court.
Michael Kozak, a former U.S. ambassador to Belarus and now acting assistant secretary for human rights, focused on continuing rights problems in Sudan, North Korea, Vietnam, China, Cuba, Haiti, Iran, Syria, and Saudi Arabia, among others. The United States, he says, has deep concerns about China's record, adding that human rights issues will be a topic of Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice in talks in Beijing. However, Mr. Kozak says Beijing's release of political prisoner Rabia Kadir, who was sentenced to 8 years in jail on charges of passing state secrets abroad, does not lessen U.S. intention to raise other issues.
Her release by itself is not enough. Much as we welcome it, it's one step. The totality of all the other steps I mentioned are progress, but we're still very concerned about the other prisoners who are in prison. We're hoping some of these steps help to alleviate their condition in some extent, but we've got to keep the pressure on.
Thursday's hearing contained riveting testimony from Brian Steedel, a former U.S. Marine who helped African Union peacekeeping forces in Sudan's western Darfur region. Mr. Steedel showed photographs of people killed by Janjaweed militia and Sudanese government helicopters assisting in attacks.
This individual had been hit in the head, direct shot by a rocket from a helicopter gunship. It is common practice for the Janjaweed to lock people in their huts, pull the door shut before they burn the huts down, and this is the result. A helicopter gunship flying over the village of Labado after just recently firing. This village, as I mentioned before and showed the photograph, is no longer there.
Other testimony in Thursday's hearing focused on growing anti-Semitism in Europe and the continuing instances of anti-Israeli and anti-Jewish content in the media of Arab countries. A spokesman for Amnesty International focused on ongoing human rights problems in African nations such as Ethiopia, Eritrea, Zimbabwe, and the Democratic Republic of Congo, and urged greater world efforts to protect the rights of women. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.